This is Yvonne Brown, author of Self-Creation, 10 Powerful Principles for Changing Your Life, and author of Proven Ways Women Overcome Obstacles and Succeed. I'm also the founder of JED Communications, a training and coaching firm that helps you and your people communicate better and work well with one another. This blog post is titled, The Future of America is Assured. Millennials are carving out a league of their own. What a difference a month makes. Just last month, I posted about my great concern for the future of America. I worried about what would happen to the country based on several recent events, including multiple valedictorians and Gen Y recruits who brought their cats to corporate job interview. The universe answered my prayers in a powerful and enlightening way. Here is what I found out in the last month. First of all, is America still an idea culture? Are we still able to change the course of society? The answer came to me in the following stories. The first was about 15-year-old Ash Bat, who is really good at programming. He actually started programming to convince his parents to buy him a MacBook Pro. They said it was $2,000 and, quote-unquote, we're not getting it for you. So he decided to develop some apps to buy it for himself. So here is his story. You can check out his story at the link below. First of all, he got his first paycheck for a couple hundred dollars from Apple for an app called iSchoolers, the letter I-S-C-H-O-O-L-E-R-Z, which creates customized mobile apps for different schools as a 14-year-old. That's how old he was when he did that. The app is now used by 16,000 students and is run by three people, Ash himself and some friends. He is a consultant to companies in Silicon Valley. His parents are adamant that he remain in school. The second thing that happened is this. Well, let me ask you, what had you invented at age 18? Well, Aisha Kerr won a $50,000 scholarship for inventing a super capacitor that can charge a cell phone in about 20 seconds. Yes, you heard me, folks. A supercapacitor that can charge a cell phone in about 20 seconds. Often people in my seminars say youngsters are self-absorbed takers, but when Isha's phone kept losing the charge, she invented something to solve the problem. Kerr developed a small device that fits inside cell phone batteries, allowing them to charge in 20 to 30 seconds. It also has the potential to work on car batteries. I've included a video so you can see the young lady and her invention that she made. The third thing that happened is a 15-year-old girl named Anne Makosinski of Canada has invented a flashlight that produces a usable amount of light just by using the heat from your own hands. That's right, just the heat from your own hand. I also have a video that listed here on the blog that you can watch as she demonstrates her invention. As she said, first, she measured how much electricity could be generated from the heat of the palm of your hand, and she found out about 57 milliwatts. And then how much she needed to light the LED, that was about half a milliwatt. I wouldn't know how to do that, would you? The full story, a link to the full story, is in the blog. So our country is still filled with innovative, creative young people. I have many other stories like this and continue to find these pockets of excellence every single day. I think the country is going to be all right after all. By the way, if you enjoyed this post, please share it with your employees, students, social media tribe. Help me spread the word. And share your comments on the blog below. This is Yvonne Brown saying thank you so much for visiting the website and for checking out this month's blog post.